Several national meetings are part of the early part of March. We've been at the Commodity Classic activities in Nashville, joint meetings of the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, American Soybean Association, and the National Corn Growers Association. Also underway as we speak is the National Pork Forum. Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, at that meeting in Denver. Roy Lee, first of all, for our listeners, tell us about what National Pork Forum is.
Yeah, the National Pork Forum is the, I'll call it the joint national meetings, if you will, the National Pork Board and the Pork Act delegates that are appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture to consider programs related to our checkoff, and the National Pork Producers Council, which deals primarily with public policy issues. We have the meeting jointly every year. This year we happen to be in Denver. Actually, I have a Pork Act delegate session going on right now. This morning, and we'll have another NPPC session this afternoon. We'll have the awards luncheon today. They'll recognize their distinguished service and Hall of Fame winners here later today. I don't know what those names are. I'm sure it's public, but I haven't seen what the names are. But delegates right now have been voting on candidates for the National Pork Board this morning, considering a couple of advisements that have come in from state associations, recommendations to the Pork Board itself as to changes they ought to make in programming or policy, if you will. And then we'll do the same this afternoon with the National Pork Producers Council.
Now, I know that, as you gather, you hear from various folks. You mentioned to me that you had the opportunity to hear from Steve Meyer from Paragon at this year's meeting. From what he's saying and from what you're talking to other producers, what is the general mood in the pork industry right now?
Well, it's a mixed bag, if you will. We see 2012 right now projects to be a pretty good year. Now, obviously, changes in feed costs, you get a short corn crop, any of those kinds of things, and we could have real issues in terms of what profitability is. But Steve's projecting today, based on the futures market, profits about $12 a head, which would be a very good year for producers. 2011 was a good year. We made a little money, certainly not that $12 a head range, but it also was the year that presented us with the highest cost of production on record. So when we're talking about opportunities, there's some opportunities for producers to have a good year from a financial standpoint, but our costs of doing business are ever increasing. And if we had an issue, a blip in the corn crop, if you will, drought in the corn belt, whatever it may be, something that set back the crop, we could have real challenges, again, in terms of cost and productivity. Today, the futures market says things look pretty good, and assuming the projections all hold, then it should be another good year. And so I think producers are probably cautiously optimistic, very concerned about what's happening in Washington with regulations and proposed regulations, and so those kinds of things. Animal welfare is a big issue. Just not a lot of, I won't say a lot of certainty in the industry. They're very cautious in terms of how they're moving forward. Had our auction last night to support the pork pack, our federal pack, if you will, and brought in $125,000, almost $130,000 again this year. So producers recognize that that's a vital part of what we have to do, and it's probably more important than ever. But overall, the mood's pretty good, but I think everybody is still very cautious about what may happen down the road.
Orly, obviously, one of the high-profile things that's been out there as far as the pork industry is concerned in recent months is this national dialogue or discussion or whatever you want to call it about gestation crates. I'm sure that's been a topic in Denver.
It has. A resolution going through that I anticipate will be adopted. It hasn't been yet, so I can't say that it will, but I anticipate it will, going through both bodies, that calls for a comprehensive evaluation of all the existing research that's been done on sow housing, identify any gaps that there may be in that literature and research, and then fund some additional research to fill in whatever those gaps may be. And the idea is that we want to make sure that as food service operations, retailers make decisions about saying they want producers to raise animals in this fashion or that fashion, that they really have that they have the tools they need to study what the consequences or the outcomes of those decisions are. A lot of times those decisions are made without all the information possible, and we think this resolution to compile all the research and pull it all together into one place, if you will, certainly will help, certainly should help with retail, food service, anyone else that wants to just review the issue. We ought to be able to get everything together for them in one easy to find, easy to use place.
One other subject I know is pretty important to the pork industry because of our relationship with the Canadians is this ruling against the U.S. on COOL. Is MPPC, I guess, that they'd be the body to really be working on this. Are they coming out asking USDA to back away from an appeal?
They really haven't talked about that a great deal. It came up this morning. The guys from Informa Economics were here this morning, just kind of giving us an overview of Washington and a little look maybe at the Farm Bill, and that issue came up. But was actually a resolution yesterday that suggested that we ought to negotiate things out with the Canadians and the Mexicans on this case. And someone pointed out as that discussion was going on that there's really nothing for us to negotiate. They've already won. So I think from a pork industry standpoint, we've always talked about that we didn't believe that MCOOL really added any value, that it only added cost to the production chain, especially the processing chain, if you will. So I think quietly, if you will, the industry is letting USDA know that, hey, we've got to get this piece resolved. But it's federal law, and I don't know how you're going to have to go back, and Congress is going to have to address it, I suspect, for it to be repaired. So maybe that's something that'll get done if and when we get a farm bill.
One other thing, Roy Lee, as far as looking specifically at things that are of most interest or most impactful on our Oklahoma hog operations. Anything out there that you feel that we need to be paying a special attention to?
I think, we're trying to watch very closely, trying to learn. We took the experience that we had at within the pork industry in Oklahoma with our undercover video that came out a month ago. And what did we learn from that in terms of as an association to deal with it as our members? What did they learn from the event, if you will, and share that with other states? So I've had quite a bit of dialogue with my colleagues from other states as to things they can do to be better prepared. This is a place for folks that have the job I do. We get to do a lot of standing around and watching everybody else work this week, and so we try to take advantage of the time for us to discuss issues, discuss challenges that are coming up in different states, what's happening in Nebraska or Missouri or Illinois, for that matter, and how might those things spread to Oklahoma and vice versa. So it's a good opportunity for me to learn from some of those others, but nothing really is pressing out here right now that I see that's headed back to us.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay, at this weekend's National Pork Forum that we'll be wrapping up later on Saturday. National Pork Board and the National Pork Producers Council meeting on a joint basis in Denver, Colorado. One other national event that is going to be happening over the next few days into the first of the week, National Farmers Union, their annual meeting underway in Omaha, Nebraska, into the early days of this coming week. We'll be talking about that as well right here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Ryan Hayes.